Welcome back, everyone, to RTFD, episode 2 of the Tales of Piracy. So, let's start with a little recap for our players before we introduce them. Last session, our intrepid pirates all arrived at port in Ogeron, the coastal city of Ardu. They had their first day to go and explore, where some of our heroes went off to the classier district of Ogeron to do some shopping, and our resident drunk decided to go to a bar and participate in some arm wrestling, drinking, and shenanigans. The next day, they were all asked to go to the Huntsman in order to clean it up after the long voyage. You guys spent the day cleaning, you went to rest below deck that night, and we will be starting the session off with you all waking up. So let me introduce our players once again. First, we have Todd Blackburn.
What's up, everyone? I am Slayer.
Max Gardner.
Hello, guys. I am Golan.
And Pat Kelly.
Hello. I play Yurite.
Those are our three heroes, and this is the start of episode 2. Roll with it. You all wake up after a good night's sleep below deck on the Huntsman. You spent the entire day yesterday cleaning, and it is now time for you to get up. Some sun is breaking through the upper deck, hits a couple of you guys in the eyes, gets you nice and woke.
Out of my bunk.
Oh, Golan, I need food.
Same, bro.
Slayer!
Where's the cook?
Not my responsibility.
Where's the grub?
Shush. I got at least another 2 good hours left in me.
I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna look around for the cook or any type of food that is possibly prepared.
Okay, you start walking around, looking around. The ship has yet to be stocked with anything at the moment. You guys were cleaning and getting it ready to be stocked today, yesterday. So, you do see Natter, the cook, but he is more prepping his area over here, kind of in the back of the bed area where the food is normally kept. He seems to be organizing his section.
Natter, is there any food?
Not yet. We're getting some more later today. Captain loading up the ship for me, getting me plenty of fruits, vegetables, and meats for our trip.
I'm gonna head above deck.
Okay, you head on up above deck. Anyone following him?
I'm staying in my bunk. I'm not getting up yet.
I'm gonna stay for now as well.
Okay, you guys.
Sun in my eyes.
You guys kind of pull your blankets and your sleeping bag just a little bit further up to kind of block the sun from your eyes. Yurite, you go up above deck. You hear the sound of seagulls. You see a couple flying to the sails. And across the deck near the front, you see standing there the quartermaster, Zebrith. She is looking over towards the port city right now.
Zebrith, where can I get food?
Well, you can probably get some from one of the bars or something. I mean, the Rusty Barnacle has something. I wouldn't call it food, but it's edible at least.
Okay. May I go to the Rusty Barnacle?
Yes, you make your way to the Rusty Barnacle.
At the sound of the quartermaster saying Rusty Barnacle, I start to get out of my bunk and prepared to join Yurite.
The sight of a bar, Rusty Barnacle! And you stumble on out of your hammock and get yourself ready for the day.
I would also like to take my morning piss by, not to the side that's facing the dock and the port, towards the out to the bay.
Okay,
and I'm just gonna move one of the cannons to the side. And just
you shift the cannon, pop open the hole, and just...
Yeah.
Off to the side, and you head up above deck after you're all done. Golan, would you like to still stay in bed, or would you like to get up now that everyone else is?
So, I heard the quartermaster speak. I hear Slayer rumble out of bed. I figure it's time for me to get up. Pull my sheets down. Do a little stretch. And I pop out of bed, and I say, I think to myself, I could go for a nice little morning song, so I grab my lute and I head up deck to play a little song before embarking.
Got it. Okay, so you grab your lute and you head up above deck. Zebrith looks over at all of you, seeing the three of you guys converge. Ah, see, you guys have clearly become friends. She starts walking closer to you guys. Well, I'm glad that the three of you are deciding to leave together. In fact, Slayer, the captain told us we will be departing tomorrow morning instead of an extra day. So anything you guys would like to do before you come back tonight, make sure you get it done. He returned yesterday in a hurry, said that we have to set out sooner than expected, and for us to notify the crew. So far, I have told Biff to let everyone else know, and he said he is doing such. So if you guys can get anything you need done in the city today, I recommend it, because tomorrow morning we set out for Inutao.
The captain said we had 4 days.
Well, it seems he's changed his mind. It seems he wants to be departing on the 4th day instead.
Well, captain can't go anywhere if there's no crew to man the ship.
Listen, Slayer, a word, quick. She pulls you aside, and make sure she's... give me a perception check from both of you guys.
I was gonna say, can I just go get a table at the Rusty Barnacle?
Yeah, if you guys would like to leave, you can.
Can I just go get breakfast?
You go and you... You leave?
I'm going to follow him as well.
Okay.
So, but may I have a little conversation?
Yes.
So I kind of turn to Yurt and I say, interesting that we're leaving a day early. And I was thinking of the other day when we saw the captain in Stormshade. You think the two events might be connected? The change in plan and seeing the captain.
Who knows? I just need food. Jerky. I'm just kind of like sleepwalked, like following the smell of food almost, like following my nose, you kind of tell. Just really just focused on food.
I'm just kind of like musing to you, but like I read that and I'm just like trotting on beside you and we're going to get some food. Maybe I'm strumming away on my lute as we walk.
You guys make your way to the Rusty Barnacle on the ship. Zebrith turns to you, Slayer. Listen, Till, I know things with you.
Slayer.
Slayer. Yes, I thought since it was just the two of us, you wouldn't mind.
No.
Slayer, listen, I understand how you feel about Pitcher, but he did become the captain for a reason. The crew does trust him. Listen, I believe in you. You know that. I am one of your biggest supporters. But for now, Pitcher is in charge. So whatever he says, as long as you want to be on the ship, it goes. Because he said, with or without people, he will leave.
Pitcher won't be in charge forever. I've seen captains come and go on the ship, and he will have his time
soon. I'm with you. I've seen plenty of mutinies as well. But I'm just saying, until you are ready to face him, I say you bide your time and stay on his good side. Listen, Slayer, I don't want to see anything bad happen to you. Listen, she puts her hand on your shoulder and like looks up at you because you are significantly taller than her. Slayer, you're like a little brother to me. I don't want to see anything happen to you. And though you are like a little brother to me, and Pitcher like a big brother, he does not see you like a little brother. He sees you as, well, a tool.
I can handle myself. And Pitcher, man has no good sides. Ugly motherfucker.
Hey, listen, we never said anything about him being attractive. I understand. He's not my type either. I don't like things covered in fur, but...
I'm listen, covered in fur.
I know, listen, it took some while to get used to you, okay? He's been on the ship a lot less time than both of us, but the crew trusts him. So whatever he goes at this point, like, whatever he says goes at this point. If you aren't on the ship, I'm afraid he might leave without you. So just make sure you're here tomorrow, okay?
I'll see if I... what I can do.
I guess that's the best I'll be getting out of you anytime soon. Listen, go have some breakfast, watch over the newbies. If anything, make sure that they're on the ship tomorrow. We can't go losing new blood just like that. The crew will start to talk. I guess, are you going to be participating in the tournament tonight?
Of course I am.
Yeah, I know Biff, after the defeat the other night, said he will be signing up for it.
Biff, I don't let him think he could win.
Well, I guess we'll be finding out tonight if he truly can.
Well, I guess I'll be taking more of his gold then, I see.
Well, if he puts down, then I'm pretty sure you took all of it the other night. I've never seen that man put down that much gold and lose it that fast in a while. Well, I have some things I need to take care of. I need to talk to the port authority here and make sure we get all of our supplies. Slayer, I will be seeing you later tonight at the Barnacle. And she walks off the ship and goes off towards a warehouse-like building off in the distance.
And I'm gonna make my way to the Barnacle.
Okay, so let's cut to the two guys at the Barnacle. You guys arrive there. It's early morning. Not many people are there right now. You just see the bartender, a brass dragonborn. He has a little name badge on his tunic-style shirt that says Big Tunic on it. And he is the only one in the bar at the moment. He's the bartender. He's standing behind there cleaning stuff.
Is a bronze guy?
Brass.
Ah, brass. Yes, my bad. Thank you. Yeah, I can tell there's two.
He looks at you two.
Greetings. Welcome to the Rusty Barnacle. What can I do you for?
What do you have for food?
Food? Yeah. I got some eggs. I have a chicken or two I can slaughter.
Got any jerky?
What kind of jerky?
Dry jerky, cooked jerky, smoked jerky, jerky jerky.
Give me a sec.
He goes behind the bar and ducks down, and you hear the sounds of shifting and bottles and mason jars being moved around. And he goes and pulls up this dusty jar, and just says his H jerky on the side of it. All I got.
How much for that and a chicken and two eggs?
I would say for two eggs, a chicken, it's for 5 pieces of jerky, it is 2 silver. And it is for full breakfast, 1 gold.
I'm going to hand him 2 golds and I'm going to go, can you add a black coffee to that? Just slide it over.
Sure thing. He takes the 2 gold and gets your breakfast ready. Do you just want the 5 strips of jerky or would you like more? Okay. So he scoops up 5 strips, puts them in front of you on a plate, and he goes out back for a minute or two and comes back with these very messily cooked eggs and a chicken and puts it on the bar. And for you,
Mr. Barkeep, I'll have 2 eggs over easy. I'll have 5 pieces of jerky and a pint of your finest lager.
Got it. That will be 2 gold.
Take 2 gold out. Plop it on the counter.
Okay, he takes the 2 gold and he disappears for a minute or two and comes back with a breakfast for you. At this point, you walk in, Slayer. He looks at you. Slayer, the usual?
Aye, the usual.
He takes a handful of the jerky, puts it on where you're going to be sitting, and takes 2 things of lager and puts it down right in front of you. 1 gold.
Toss him 1 piece of gold.
Thank you.
Can I have that coffee?
Yeah. The coffee was brought with the breakfast.
Just making sure. I'm going to start sipping on my coffee.
Okay. He looks at you. So, anything else I can do for you, gentlemen? Anything you need? If not, I got some stuff I need to do, so I will be in the back. Just holla Big Tuna if you need anything. And he goes off behind into a back room. So you guys are sitting there. You guys eat your breakfast. It is quite tasty. The jerky is very dry. Very jerky-like and very, very good for some of you. It tastes very strange.
How strange?
Give me an insight check.
Strange. 13.
You've never tasted this kind of meat before, but you don't dislike it.
So I'm just chomping on the meat, yep. Taking one bite after another because it's really dry, and I'm just adequate. Eating my eggs.
Slayer, you know that the Rusty Barnacle, its jerky selection is human jerky.
Nice. I'm just grabbing it, the whole thing, in one giant handful, and I'm just biting into it.
You two guys don't know this, but as a regular Slayer, you know that they serve human jerky upon request.
I'm just gonna eat it down.
Yep, so you guys consume everything, and Slayer, your pocket starts to glow a little bit. The notice that you took from the job posting board.
Yes.
You take it out, and on it glows an arcane, 3D holographic image
1 hour till meeting time. Meet at gate to Port Stormshade. Look for Vaz. V-A-A-Z.
After noticing that, I down my beer so I can get my stomach all full and ready for this protection.
So you chug your two beers. Let me get a constitution saving throw.
Beer for breakfast.
It's beer for breakfast. It's breakfast beers.
I ate food.
Okay, that's the thing. If you eat food and then drink, then you're good.
You tell me two beers is going to get... How much do I weigh?
You literally ate one package of jerky.
I'm telling you five pieces of jerky and two beers is definitely not a balanced breakfast.
I weigh 333 pounds. There's no way two beers is affecting me.
There's no way that a handful of jerky is enough to fill you.
Constitution saving throw.
Yeah, well, I could have two beers right now and I wouldn't even be drunk.
This man is about to
It's a plus six on top of that.
Okay, so a ten saves. You aren't drunk.
But you're buzzed.
Yeah, you're definitely buzzed. You have that morning like, oh, okay, but you're not drunk.
The light's a little brighter for
like
you.
Like I said, a handful of jerky and two beers is not a balanced breakfast.
I could have two beers and I would not get drunk.
After eating, right?
Yeah, we're talking about some lagers.
Not just a handful of jerky.
Jerky is eating. Meat.
I say
we're talking strong beer. We're talking hoppy beer, man. This is you know.
Yeah, I say you know what we should do is next time. Next time we just don't eat. First thing we do.
Your dinner is gonna be five pieces of jerky.
And then drink two beers and we'll see just how buzz top.
Two lagers, not Bud Light.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be some heavy.
2 pints.
We'll get you some Bud Heavy.
We'll 2 pints. Okay, back to it.
Okay. So, you guys finish up your breakfast. The notice has now completed. There's about 30 minutes till the meeting time. You guys start making your way through Port Salt Yard, through Whale Rock, and you guys get to the gate of Stormshade. You guys are waiting there. You see people pass by, go by. You see the bronze dragonborn guards once again. Let me get a perception check from everyone. Rogue dice.
Unnatural 20.
Unnatural?
Unnatural, yeah.
15.
16.
16, unnatural 20. So you guys are looking around. You all notice there is a good bustle of people. You see a couple of your crewmates here and there going between shops early in the morning. And then you guys look around and seeing coming from Stormshade is this very elegantly dressed lizard folk. He has green and purple scales. He stands about 6 feet tall, and he has this large spine that goes from the top of his head all the way to the tip of his tail that kind of peeks through the cloak that he is wearing. He is looking around and he sees all three of you, looks and sees the notice in Slayer's hand, and he approaches the three of you.
Hello! Are you here for my notice?
I am.
I am Vaz. I am the one who requested the bodyguards for the day.
So, who's trying to kill you and what for?
Well, you see, I owe money to some pirates. They said I paid them back a week ago, but the other day, their first mate came up to me saying I now owe them double of my original debt. And he threatened my life if I don't pay them. Well, I have not left the house since, and I actually need to go and visit a apothecary. I'm not doing so well, and I need to get some medicine today.
Couple pirates, you say?
Yes.
And you can't pay them, why can you pay us?
Well, I don't have 100 platinum pieces on me, but I definitely have 10 gold for each of you.
I see. Well, it's your lucky day, matey. Because as first mate of my ship, I can tell you, it's not my crew hunting you.
Well, that is very reassuring. You definitely aren't the man who threatened my life.
I could be.
You'd have a giant horn if you were. I'd very much like it if you weren't.
He's got a giant horn up his butt.
You said it.
But I do need you three to help escort me through town as I go shopping today. I have a few supplies I need to pick up. Once I get to my house, I will give you your gold and you can be on your way. So, if you will all follow me.
How are you guys like to protect?
Unless Todd wants to move or Max wants to move his character. Just kind of put him us in a line.
I'll be the big, you know, guy in the front.
Okay, so you guys start making your way. First and foremost, you guys start walking through the gate of Stormshade. And the guards all turn their heads to watch, and as you go to pass, Vaz just lifts up a crest, a little sigil, like a little token with a crest and sigil on it. He's with me, he's guarding me today, he does not pay. And he puts it into a side pouch, and they let you all go.
I tip my hat to them as I go by, because I've seen them before, they know me, so I say, ha-ha. I've gone through, bitches.
So, they, one of them gives you like a, okay, kind of thing, and you guys make your way through. So you guys start going through Port Stormshade, going from shop to shop. If there's any shopping you guys would like to do as well, you can do it during this time. So is there anything you guys would like to do shop-wise?
I know, I would very much like to go to a blacksmith.
Okay, that's easy enough. Let me hold this up. So, you guys are going through, and Vaz says, listen, if any of you need to make any stops, let me know. If you see something you need, I'm more than happy to stop for you since you are keeping me alive. So, eventually, you guys, give me a perception check for a blacksmith.
6.
You are looking around, and as you guys are shopping, you don't see anything that looks like a blacksmith. You do see Taliesin's Oddities, though. The prominent magic store.
Could I help him look?
Yeah, so roll again and take the higher of the two. It's better.
19.
Yeah, looking around, you see kind of embarrassingly that you didn't notice it before. You actually look.
I'm kind of just tugging you in the direction of the point.
You look around the corner from where Taliesin's Odysseys is, and you notice there is a. Cobalt standing on a stool, hammering away on an anvil. Ting! 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 And you see a small little sign that has a hammer on fire right there. This is the blacksmith of Stormshade.
I walk up. I walk into where he is hammering, and I say, good blacksmith, might you have armor I can buy?
Oh, we always have armor. What you looking for? Guy like you? Looks like you could use some heavy protection. He hops down from the stool, takes out this very long measuring tape. What can I get you? And starts measuring your body parts and goes and gets like the grundle area there and like brushes up against you. Like he's very intrusive about what he's doing. So, with your measurements, I can probably get you fitted for something pretty nice. I think I have something around your size. What can I get you? What can Trax get for you today?
I chuckle a little bit, and I say, I'm looking for some light leather studded armor.
Studded leather armor? Well, I can definitely get that for you. That'll be 45 gold pieces for some studded leather.
Got my pouch of gold, I fish in, count the pieces, offer them right up to the good sir.
All good, all good. And I think I have one that matches your size. He goes and dives, like literally dives into this barrel of what looks to be different metals and things like that. And you hear fishing around. And then finally he pops up and some metal scraps go flying. Found it! And he climbs out of the barrel. And it is a very nice piece of studded leather armor. So your armor class, I believe, now goes up by 1. So you're up to a 14 armor class.
That.
Okay, you guys go to the blacksmith. Anything else for the blacksmith?
I'm gonna... You wouldn't happen to have a coffee press, would you?
No.
I figured. So much walking. I'm just going to kind of, like, turn.
Okay, you guys turn away from the blacksmith. You guys continue on your little shopping trip with Vaz. And he walks into his apothecary store and goes,
I will be 5 minutes. I would prefer if you were 3 to wait outside at this moment. Let me know if you see anything suspicious, please.
And he walks inside the apothecary store. And let me show you where you guys are waiting. So this is the small little shopping center you are in.
Vaz has walked into this store right here, so you three would be standing right outside.
I think I just want to be, you know, outside the door, arms crossed, like the bouncer outside of the club.
Got it. Give me an intimidation check.
Oh yeah. Right,
see, what would that be? This is just Slayer at the moment. If anyone else would like to be intimidating, let me know.
I was going to ask if I could be more stealth, kind of tucked in the corner.
Okay.
Unnatural 20.
Okay. You just cross your arms.
And you scare the notebook on the floor.
It scared my notes off the table.
It went running.
You were very intimidating.
Yeah, you got it. You just radiate this aura of, fuck with me, watch what happens. Give me a stealth check. You are armored, correct?
Oh, that's a nat 20.
Are you armored?
Yeah, I am armored.
That's disadvantage.
Oh, son of a gun. Eight.
You just go and with a very loud clunk, you slam your back against the side of the building, thinking you're hiding in the shadows. But you two can very clearly see him. Even though he's around a corner, you can see him.
I am going to. What did I use? I'm going to put my bagpipes.
Okay.
And I'm going to start playing joyfully.
Okay, roll a performance check.
9
plus 7.
16. You take out your bagpipes. It's been a while, so you're a little rusty with them, but you. And. Immediately, a lot of heads turn towards you guys, and they're like, what the fuck? And they start looking. You play. No one needs any gold or anything, but you do attract a small crowd around this apothecary store.
Okay.
So you guys are sitting there, waiting, playing the bagpipes, and finally Vaz just pokes his head up the door. Goes clear? Are we all good?
I think so.
No, okay, good. And he's going to go out, look around. Okay, cool. I have one more stop at a store across the way, and he points over to this store right here. It looks to be a simple just general store. I need to make one more stop there. And once I'm done there, you guys are free to go. Then you guys get me home, and then you're free to go, because I don't think I can make it home right now. Okay, so you guys start walking, making your way to this next store. And as you do, let me get a perception check from everyone, and I'll do one for Vaz.
Boy's too busy playing the bagpipes.
7.
7?
16.
6.
Don't insult my bagpipes.
So you guys, you guys are very enthralled in the bagpipe playing right now. You're very into it.
I'm into it hardcore.
And you are very not into it, but it's the only thing you can focus on right now. You're the only one who notices, as before you guys even leave the apothecary area, you see a group of 6 pirates coming in through this area.
Evil laugh from Doom.
Sorry. And leading them, you see this very large, taller than Slayer, rhinoceros on hind legs holding a massive hammer. He looks around. You see him look at your group, look directly at Vaz, smirk, and points his hammer there.
Oi! Vaz! We're here to collect your debt!
And everyone around, everyone in this town square, just kind of turns, looks at him, eyes go wide, and people just kind of separate. Kind of like make an aisle, so they're looking now directly at your group and Vaz. And he looks, oh god, that's them, that's Stern Galaxy, he's the first mate of the Moonstrider. They're part of Black Flank's fleet. Please, keep him from killing me. Stern walks forward.
Well, you have our platinum or not?
Vaz is going to hide behind you, Slayer, since you are the physically intimidating one.
Can I roll a history check to see if I know anything else about this guy?
Sure, roll history check.
11.
You look at him and you've heard the name. You've heard the name. You've heard the name, the Moonstrider. You know the Moonstrider is a gambling ship. Whenever they port, they open up a casino, and many foolish nobles end up gambling there, owing them money. And you've heard the first mate is usually the collector of all debts, and he is known to break kneecaps.
I'm just going to put my head over my shoulder and look behind me at this scared little lizard. I'm just going like, "Arr! If you a gambling man, you better be winning like me."
Well, I was at one point, and then I wasn't anymore, so... Listen, I was up like 200 gold, and then all of a sudden, lose, and next thing I know, I'm in 500.
Platinum?
Gold. No, see, that's the thing, is they're saying I owe them 1,000 gold or 100 platinum, but I only owe them 500, and I paid that back weeks ago.
Stern is going to walk forward now and actually walk up right in your face, Slayer, with... three of his goons over here and the two standing by one of the only major exits out of this little town square. He's gonna walk up.
I don't know you. I don't want to hurt you. I don't have beef with you. I suggest you move and let us talk to the scaly boy behind you.
How dare you say you don't know who I am? I will be a captain of the Huntsmen someday, and I will come find your gambling ship and take all the money that you have out of it. And,
the Huntsmen.
Can I just kind of, you know, give him a shoulder push?
Give me
just,
a strength check.
Push him a little further away from me.
Yeah, give me a strength
so
check.
So up close to my face. Ooh, a nat 20.
You go and you just shove his shoulder and he falls back into the three pirates behind him. And they all catch him and lift him up. And he brushes himself off.
You're really from the Huntsman. Means I don't give a shit who you are.
What's your armor class?
16.
That is a 16 on the dot to hit. He takes his hammer, swings it at you, and deals 7 points of bludgeoning damage. Smacks you across the face with his hammer.
Ain't no one on the Huntsman gonna tell me what to do.
And everyone, roll initiative.
Oh, yeah? Ooh, that's a...
I'm not telling him what to do.
8, 9. Okay.
What'd you get, Pat?
9.
9.
5.
15.
Plus.
2. 17.
Okay.
Shut up. Legs.
I don't know what I'm agreeing with, though.
For any and all music that is provided today, we will be dropping the link to the page's YouTube in our description for today's episode. Just putting that out there. So up first is one of the bandits that is standing behind Stern. This one is a very dirty looking lizard folk pirate. Hey, you can't get the boss like that! He's going 2, 5, 10, 15, run up on you, Slayer, and he's going to make a attack with a curved sword at his side. That is a 8 to hit, so he goes, swings, but you see it coming, and you just, whoo, back up, and it swings right in front of you. The next bandit to go is the one, the kobold one. He's going to run up to Slayer and make an attack against him. That is a 18 to hit.
That hits.
For 3 points of slashing damages. One misses you, and the other one goes horizontally at you and nicks your arm with its blade. Slayer, that is your turn.
I'm gonna rage. I'm pretty pissed off right now.
Okay, you... What are you doing with your animal rage? Your bestial rage?
I'm pretty pissed this guy hit me with a hammer. I'm gonna start growing some claws.
Okay.
And... I borrow your dice. And I'm gonna just go at him.
Just...
Yeah, he's right up on him, right?
Yeah, right there.
I'm going at him.
Yep. Roll your two attacks.
Oh, a nat 20 for the one attack, and the other attack is a 11.
So the 11's going to miss, but the nat 20 is going to hit. So roll 2d6 for the damage.
That is
9
plus 5.
14.
Got it. So that's 14 points of slashing damage as one claw misses wildly, but then you come in with a second right across his rough hide face, and he looks at you and goes,
barely felt it.
And so that is your turn. Next is the last bandit that's standing behind him.
He is 5, 10, 15, 20, and 25.
He's going to take out a short bow and or a light crossbow, and he's going to try and shoot you with it from a distance. That is a 15 to hit.
Misses.
Okay, so he goes at you with the crossbow, and you just see it coming with your claws. You strike it out of the air right before it hits you. Next are these two guys.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
They don't have any clear shot, and they can't really attack, so they're actually going to dash. 5, 10,
15, 20, 25, 30. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
These guys have effectively blocked off one of your exit strategies here. Vaz looks at all you. Oh, God, this isn't looking good! So that is their turn. Next, we have Yurite. You're up.
I'm going to have a little indigestion from breakfast, and I'm just going to kind of roar, pull out my sword, but then I'm going to breathe some fire in a 15-foot cone direction this way.
This way?
So, like, kind of, you could do that. Like, that way. Hitting the aim for, like, those two.
So, like, 5, 10, 15.
So the way there. The cone works is... Yeah.
Or is it...
It would be 5, 10, 15, and then in like this. So actually...
Ah, okay.
Let me...
Bring out the actual map then.
Yeah, get the cone out.
Or I might just go this way. You said 15,
so 15-foot cone, if you were to do it that way, you would get these guys here.
Those three, two, though. Right?
You get or three?
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Just barely that third one.
Oops, dropped my dad.
So they all have to make dexterity saving throws, correct?
Yes. And it would be 13 they have to beat.
Okay, so one... Fail, second one, fail, third one, pass. So this one passes, these two fail, roll damage.
So the one that passed will take half.
Yep.
And then the other two take full, and it's 2d6.
Yes.
Now 2d6.
There you go.
So 6. And 6 for the two, and then 3 for the other.
Okay.
And then... I will, gonna action surge.
Okay.
For my additional thing, and then I'm gonna move 5 feet, take a swing at this guy.
Got it. So make your attack against that bandit.
Big swing, oof. 13.
That hits.
Ace.
I thought it was gonna miss.
You thought.
It was a big swing and a miss.
That's a miss of a die. What's with these rogue die today?
Stop tossing them out of the roll.
That's usually what I do.
9 plus 4.
4, so that's 13?
13.
You just go take a sweep with your sword and fully kill this guy. Cut him down like he's butter. So next, after your turn, is Stern. Stern is going to look at you.
You don't want to back down. Your death is on your head.
And he's going to make 3 attacks against you.
You screwed.
Three.
First one's going to miss. Second one's skewed. Second one's going to miss. Third one, natural 18. So that's going to hit.
That hits. What type of damage does it do?
This is bludgeoning damage. And this 11 half to 5 bludgeoning damage. As his hammer just goes across and strikes you square in the jaw. That is his turn. Next we have Golan. You're up.
Would I be able to conduct a cantrip and another spell?
Yes, you can do a cantrip and a spell during one turn.
Great. I'm going to do minor illusion.
Okay.
I'm going to cast an illusion protecting my two other mates.
How would you like to try that? What would you like to do?
I'm going to disguise them as old ladies.
Roll deception with disadvantage.
Okay. Who wants to attack an old lady?
And you can only do it to one person right now. You can't illusion a whole area. You can illusion a spot.
Then I am going to do it targeting him.
Oh, you're going to make Stern look like an old lady.
No, I'm going to make Slayer look like
Slayer an old look lady. Like, okay.
Right.
Roll deception with disadvantage.
Deception?
Could it make me look like a dragon or anything like scary that might scare them?
Nat 20.
So 13.
13 plus your deception?
Plus 4.
17.
Okay, you do this and Stern looks over at you. You have a magic user. This ain't gonna work, buddy. He got a nat 20 on insight.
Ugh.
Boys, this isn't a lady. Keep your eyes on the lion.
And then I am going to conduct Crown of Madness.
Is that an action or bonus action to cast? Because I believe Minor Illusion is an action, and so...
Minor Illusion is a cantrip.
But it's an action. The casting time that it takes.
1 minute, see? So down here, which one are you casting?
Crown of Madness.
I'm going to take it because that's really small real fast.
Yeah.
Concentration up to 1 minute.
Well, that's not casting time. Casting time is how long it would take. So Minor Illusion has a casting time of...
1 minute? Or is that how long it lasts?
That's how long it lasts.
I'll write this down.
Casting time for Minor Illusion...
1A?
Make me
one
action.
One action, yeah. So it's an action to do... So it's... These are the casting times. So everything you have is an action right now. So you can't do more than one action per turn.
Understood.
Yes. So if one of them was a bonus action, you could do both.
Yeah. So you tried your mind illusion. It didn't work this turn. You still have a bonus action.
Bardic Inspiration.
Who would you toss it to?
My buddy Slayer over here needs help out.
And you get the... You have your bagpipe in your hand. Get some cool, like, bagpipe battle music going to pump up Slayer. You now have Bardic Inspiration. Top of the order is the bandit that is currently on you that got hit with the fire. He's going to make a scimitar attack against you, Slayer, for a 17 to hit.
It hits.
And that's 2 halves to 1 slashing damage as his sword goes and scrapes against your arm. Next bandit's turn, the one on the other side of you, he is actually seeing Golan cast something. He's going to take a step forward and make an attack against you, Golan.
Well, you better hope this new armor steps up for you.
That is going to miss. He got a 11 to hit. So he swings wildly, and you, with your new armor, just stand there confidently, and it hits right across your chest. You're like, ha-ha! Next, we have Slayer.
I'm going to go with a Daunting Roar.
Okay, so it's each creature within 10 feet of you.
So all three of these creatures.
Yes, they have to make a saving throws.
Saving throw of a DC 14 or become frightened of you until the end of your next round.
What type of saving throw? Wisdom or Charisma?
Wisdom.
Wisdom? So I can tell you the one that just that tried to hit Golan, he is scared of you. The one that just hit you is scared of you, and Stern is not. He rolled a natural 15. So the two guys at Stern's side, they go, oh, okay, no, not an old lady, not an old lady. And Stern just looks, I'm not scared of no pussycat. So that is your bonus action to Daunting Roar.
And then with my imaginary purse, which is actually my claws, I'm going to,
Okay.
My old lady purse.
Yeah.
This is a Louis Vuitton?
I think
I'm going to go with one hit towards this
guy.
Okay. My first attack.
It's with advantage since he's scared of you.
Oh, praise be Jesus.
God. That's,
18. That's going to hit.
Yep, that's going to hit.
Yeah, 18.
Yep.
Let me roll damage. Oh, 11.
You go, and with your bag, you see this old lady swing her bag around and just decapitate this pirate. That was just enough to kill him.
And then with my second tack, I'm gonna go look at Stern and be like, "Arr, you should be frightened of me." And I'm gonna go with my second attack.
Plus.
Is that a 9?
Yes.
Oh, 9 plus 14?
That does not hit, that just misses.
Yeah, I knew I should have done my bardic inspiration.
So you go and you strike, and he just stands there and lets the purse slash claw hit his chest, but his hide is too tough. Next. So we have two dead bandits. Two dead bandits. Three still standing, and it is this one's turn. He is going to approach you, Yurite, and he's going to make an attack against you with his scimitar.
Bring it.
That's gonna miss with a 6. So he goes, swings wildly with his scimitar, and you just let it bounce off your armor. This one runs up against you and is gonna do the same for a 13 to hit,
nope.
Which I assume doesn't.
16,
yep. So he goes for a strike, and you dodge out of the way again. Next is your turn, Yurite.
I'm gonna plant and swing at this man.
Got it. Roll that attack.
Nah, 10.
That is going to miss. So you go with your greatsword, and this one, seeing you already swing it around like a hammer, he just ducks and barely misses, cutting a bit of his long ponytail off. Next is Stern. Stern is going to look at you, Slayer.
We're gonna keep going till one of us drops!
And he goes and makes his three attacks against you. First one is a 14.
Misses.
Second one is natural 18.
Hits.
For skewed. Only 4 half to 2 bludgeoning damage.
Gotta love that.
Third one is a 14, so that's gonna miss again. So he hits you once and just misses wildly with the other two strikes. Golan, you're up.
I'm gonna move and I'm gonna flank Stern.
Got it. So you quickly sprint to the other 25. Side of Stern and get right behind him.
I'm gonna attack him.
It's too late. I thought Stern had it. Oh, wait, never mind. Hmm? Never mind.
Oh, okay.
I thought Stern had disadvantage on me.
Nope.
I'm gonna attack him with my rapier.
Got it. Roll one attack with advantage.
So 18
plus 4?
Yep, that's definitely gonna hit.
And then 1d8. This one. 4.
4 points of damage. You take your rapier and you start cutting across his back, but again, he has a very tough hide and you don't break the skin. But you do cut the clothes up a bit.
Just starts giggling.
Can I get Bardic Inspiration one more? Another Bardic Inspiration.
You can only... what did we rule on that? You can give multiple, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give one to Yurite as well.
Got it. So you, Yurite, you now have Bardic Inspiration to use. So top of the order, we now have the only other guy who is up against Slayer at the moment. And in fact, he is going to risk it and... 5, 10, 15.
Can I reaction against
him? Yurite gets a reaction against him. He stays within your range the whole time. He didn't leave your range, so you don't get opportunity attack. Because he stayed within 5 feet of you. He can move around you.
He is also frightened to me still.
Oh, that's right. He actually can't move towards you right now. So he stays here and is in fact going to 5, 10, move towards Yurite. So you do get an opportunity attack since he's leaving your range.
Would I at all, because he's approaching my range, or no?
No.
Okay.
That unless you have
a... Yep. 18.
Okay, roll damage. 18.
Clobber this man with that purse.
5.
5? That does it. So you take your old lady bag and you swing it around. But little does he know, this bag is a claw, hits his face, you grab his whole head, and just... You hear a sickening crack as his head spins from this strike, and he drops before he can actually make an attack against Yurite. That was just enough to do it. Slayer, you're up.
With my full focus, I'm gonna go against Stern.
Okay. And you now have advantage because you're flanking.
Remember, you have Bardic Inspiration as well.
I know. You can't miss at this point, buddy. That's a 9.
I'm.
Remember,
wait,
advantage,
you get advantage. Roll twice.
Oh. Roll twice, take the higher of the two. And then decide if you want to use the. Yep.
So. 9, 3, 5, was that 14, 17?
17, that's gonna hit.
10.
Okay.
So and then for a second attack.
Skewed. Reroll.
Yeah, reroll.
Okay.
You know, the first one would have been 18.
Yeah, that was skewed, but...
It's a 3. It's gonna miss.
Yep, you go in and... One claw strikes against his chest, dealing a good amount of damage. Second one just misses him. So next in the order, we have the bandit that's on Yurite. He's going to make an attack against you.
Bring it!
That is a 13 to hit, so that's gonna miss. That is his turn. Next is the other bandit. For a natural 19 to hit.
That will hit.
For 4 points of slashing damage. As he finds an opening in your armor and cuts right across. Yurite, you're up.
Which one hurt me?
This one? That one, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna swing at him again.
Yep.
17.
That hits.
7 plus 4 is 11.
That does it. You go, he cuts across you, so you just take your greatsword, bring it up, and down in a decisive blow as you see the blood just spray out from him and he falls back. That is your turn. Next is the bandit captain. He is immediately going to turn around and leave your range so you get an opportunity attack. 5, 10, 15. Get behind you, Golan.
I'm going to attack. 15.
That just hits.
Oh. Do I get only one attack with this? Or
yeah,
two?
You only just get one.
8.
8 points of damage. He's going to make 3 attacks against you, Golan. First one is a 14.
That will hit.
That will hit.
Second one is a natural 13 plus 5 for 18.
That will hit.
Third one is a natural 17.
So you're dead.
Wait, can I use cutting words?
Yes, you can.
Hold
as
on.
A reaction.
What was the lowest roll just then?
Lowest one was the one that... The 14.
All right, I'm going to roll and I'm going to use cutting words.
Okay, so that's a d6, correct? I'll roll it.
Okay.
Yep, that's a 5. So first one misses. That one actually did do max damage, so thankfully it did. That is only going to be...
I can use that for you guys too, by the way.
Well, now you can't.
It's your reaction.
Yeah. Well, that and you've used all 3 points of your bardic inspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You use all your bardic inspiration for the day. Or per short
per
rest.
Rest yeah.
Yeah, rest.
So that is a total of 11 bludgeoning damage as he just goes and poof, strikes you upside the head. Looking around, seeing all of his dead men, he didn't use all of his movement. He only used
5, 10,
15,
20.
20.
So 25, 30.
He's going to start making a getaway. You get an opportunity. Actually, no, you already used your reaction to cutting words him. Next is you, Golan.
I'm low on HP. I'm going to move over this way. 5, 15, and I'm going to cure my wounds.
Got it. So you do
spell.
Cure wounds on yourself?
Yeah.
That is 1d8 plus your spell modifier, which is your charisma. Well, it should say it on top of that page. Yeah.
It says, spell attack bonus?
Not the attack bonus, the spell modifier. It's not the attack bonus. It's a plus 4. Or whatever your charisma is. Your charisma modifier, which I think for you is a plus 4. No, plus 3?
Plus 3 for charisma.
Yep, so 1d8 plus 3.
Yeah, 10, so. 10.
It, 10.
Okay, get 10 points back.
That is your turn.
Almost max penis. Awesome.
Slayer, you're up.
Seeing this coward run away.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Right behind him, I run at him.
Got it.
And I get behind him. Oh. 17, and the first one was a miss at 13.
Okay, so with the 17, yeah, that'll hit.
I know 13's gonna miss. Ooh, 11.
11 points of damage to him. He's not looking pretty right now.
I'm not letting him get away.
That is your turn. Next is the bandit that is on you, Yurite. He is going to try and keep you occupied. He's going to make an attack against you. He's going to miss. He swings wild. He got natural 4. And just... And you just take your sword. Ding! Just smack the sword out of your way. And he's, yeah, he's got that vibrating... in his hands. Next is Yurite.
If I was to throw an axe at this man, would I have disadvantage or would it just be a normal?
How far is he?
He's about
5, 30, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35 feet away. What's the range on the axe?
It's 20, 60.
So disadvantage. Disadvantage? Because you're outside of normal range.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just focus on this man.
Okay, roll your attack.
Could I do a non-lethal attack though also? Just
yeah.
Trying to
yeah, you take can, him you can specify non-lethal damage if you would like. The natural.
We're just going to use that bardic inspiration because why not? 15.
That is. Bardic inspiration coming in. Your bardic inspiration was higher than the actual dice roll.
That's what we need.
Bardic inspiration is so handy.
Yeah.
And
occurring words. 11 plus 4, 15.
You take him out. You take your sword and with the flat end, you just smack him in the side of the head and he just unconsciously drops to the floor. Next is the captain's turn, or the, not the captain, the first mate's turn, Stern. He's going to turn and start making 3 attacks against you. First one is a 19.
That hits.
Second one is going to miss. Third one is going to miss as well.
Just one.
That is 13 half to 6 bludgeoning damage with his hammer.
Yo, this half damage, is he still alive?
And he's unconscious.
Oh,
yeah, he's unconscious.
Can he be killed by unconscious?
Bro, yeah. He's gonna be like, slice his throat.
Golan, you're up.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill this man. actually, you know, I'm gonna throw.
I would not have specified my name.
If he wants to walk up to him and just stab him, he can.
I'm going to actually throw my dagger at him.
Roll at disadvantage because he's prone, so yeah. it's going to be harder to hit him.
For my dagger.
Oh my goodness.
Skewed.
9 plus 4.
Plus 4.
13?
Yeah.
That hits. That is nice. 2 failed death saving throws for that guy. So, he's not dead, but he is at death's door now.
I don't need to roll damage?
He's unconscious, so...
Right.
He's not having...
You're just bringing him closer to dying now at this point.
My dagger at his dead body. His
unconscious body. Slayer, you're up.
What the hell is wrong with
you? I'm going after Stern still.
Yep.
Me and him have unfinished business. He hit me with that hammer. I'm so pissed.
That's a 13.
That's gonna miss.
Yeah, a feeling. Ooh, a unnatural 20.
Yeah, that's gonna hit.
Come on. 8.
8 points of damage. He's looking really rough and beaten up right now, but he is still standing. Next, we have Yurite. All the other bandits are down. And Vaz, he looks at you guys. Just take him out if you can. But if he escapes, just get me home. That's more important. Don't die. Yurite, what are you going to do?
Can I take this guy, like, prisoner for my action turn? Like, secure him in any way?
That will be your action.
Yeah, like, that's so, what I'm saying. Yeah, like, take that.
So,
like,
give me a survival check to tie him up. The guy who's on the ground in front of
you? Yeah, the unconscious guy.
Ha, 6.
Yep, you take some rope and you wrap it around him, but you don't tie a knot. That is your action. Anything else you would like to do?
Nope, just that.
Okay, so, seeing that all of his friends are now down and tied up, he is going to use his action to disengage so no one can get opportunity attacks against him.
And he is going to 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30,
and try and hide. So, if you would like to keep track of him, give me a perception check.
Yes, I would. I would be... Yeah, we're far away. We see nothing.
Yeah, you guys don't see anything. Slayer, what do your keen instincts pick up?
A 15.
You look around and he is gone. He must have ducked into an alley or something. You're looking around and you're like, what the... Where did he go? He's big. He should be able to hide this easily.
After that, I'm just going to give out a large scream that I'm pissed off they ran away. Like, ah!
Yep, so, Golan, it is your turn. What would you like to do? We'll basically finish up this round and then be out of combat.
I'm going to throw another dagger.
Roll it flat. Since he's tied up, that would be with advantage, but disadvantage because he's prone, so... That is...
Bro, what?
Yep, that hits. He's dead. You throw another dagger and... right in the center of the head.
I'm sad.
Blood just starts dripping down and he just plops down limp.
I just make like a little chuckle.
Really? Really? Really, really?
Really.
And as combat ends, I'm just gonna kinda grab the end of the rope that didn't get tied and just yank it up, and he kinda just, dead body just spindles out of it.
Yep, and just dead body pops on out.
Severely upset that I wasted this good, clean rope on a now dirty body.
I'm just going to turn around, come up to that, and be like,
where was that during Stern?
I had to cure my wounds.
So you can stab a dead man already on the ground. But you can't stab a living man.
My bagpipes were getting dusty. Arr!
Coward.
Cold-blooded killer.
Voss is gonna come in. If you guys don't mind now, can we get me back to my house?
Just start walking.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And he starts walking. He leads you guys through Stormshade to his house. You guys let him off. He goes, give me 1 second. He runs inside and takes out 3 individual pouches and puts them into your hands. You guys each have 10 gold now to add to your inventory. Thank you for the assistance. You guys took this job around 11. It's been a solid 5 hours since then. It's around 4 p.m. Yeah, shopping took some time.
Since the fight to going back to his house, how long of a rest have we had?
Say you guys get a short rest in.
Okay, cool.
You guys can get a short rest, so if any guys need to roll hit dice to regain any HP, you can. A D12 for you.
D12?
D10 for you, and a D8 for you.
And is there time for a long rest?
No. Long rests are 8 hours.
Oh.
In this time, I'm going to walk up to Golan over there and hand him his daggers and go, next time, can you throw at something that's moving? And just kind of just stick them to him and just turn away for a bit. Just take a few steps away.
I just like realize he's a little,
Do I have two?
He's a little ticked at me, so D10. I just accept the
those
daggers.
D10s, but you roll a D12 for your daggers.
I have 2 D10s.
Percentile die.
So you get...
Interesting.
You get 1, you get 3 D8s to heal up your health, so you just roll it, and whatever you 9. Roll is the health you gain. You
can plus your constitution, and
you
that's
can do that like 3 times.
I only need to do it once.
And then add your constitution as well.
Done. Your full health.
I'm full health.
Full health?
That's what I want it to be.
And I'm just going to stay a little. Okay. Tis but a scratch.
It's but a flesh wound.
So you guys have finished up for this request for the day. The request ticket that you took earlier then magically burns up in your hand, and a 3D holographic quest complete appears above you guys. A little do-do-do-do, quest little complete.
Fireworks come out with it.
Like little sparkles, yeah. You're like, quest complete. And then it fizzles out.
Slayer's just kind of entertained by it. Just kind of simple things.
What is this? Fairy dust?
Give me an Arcana check.
I'm being sarcastic, but I was sarcastic.
It's fairy dust! Oh my god!
I think it's like really pretty, so I just like whip out my horn real quick, and I just like play a little merry tune to the dust.
Yep, so, you give me a performance check.
This man with the tunes.
I got this.
He's gotta play that music.
17 plus 7.
You play the classic victory music. Da 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 da. So you guys have finished your quest. You are now in Stormshade. There is Slayer. You know about 2 hours till the major arm wrestling event tonight at the bar.
Okay, I need to prep and warm up for that.
So what would you like to do?
Got 2 hours. I'm gonna head over right now, check out my competition, and grab myself a beer to warm my muscles, get them loose and relaxed and ready.
Okay, so he starts heading his way to the Rusty Barnacle. Are you guys following?
Yes. We are following, and we want to see the competition. It's been a hard day. Maybe I'll have a lager as well when I get to the pub.
Is there a... I just bit my tongue. Is there a general store where I can get a coffee press anywhere?
You would have to check the general store. Vaz was actually on his way to a general store at one point, so you find that general store as you guys have already head off towards the Rusty Barnacle. You walk into a general store, and there you see a bronze dragonborn working. Female. She looks up. Oh, greetings! Welcome, welcome. My name is Gorlax. How are you?
I'm good, sister. I'm looking for a coffee press.
Oh, and what quality coffee press are you looking for? We have some of very high quality that run about 200 to 300 gold, and then we have a little bit of the cheaper ones that run about 50.
I'll take one that runs for 50, as long as it works.
Oh, it works just fine. She gets a coffee press out for you and puts it on the counter.
And I will slide out 50 gold.
Okay. Takes the 50 gold, puts it away. You are now in possession of a very finely made coffee maker. With no coffee beans to That's make fine. Coffee with. So, I assume you then head on over to the Rusty Yes. Barnacle. So you guys all eventually meet up in the Rusty Barnacle. You guys are all waiting around for the competition to start. Looking around, let me get a perception check from everyone.
7.
10.
13.
Okay, so, with a 13, the only thing that really piques your interest is you see two hooded men sitting on the bar.
There.
One with a blue sword by his side and one with a red sword by his side. You guys looking around, the two of you who rolled a little lower, it is pretty packed. People are actually pretty excited for the arm wrestling tournament. You notice the bracket up on the wall there are only two more spots available for signups. You see the names Biff, Arlo, Cole, Golvax, Derg, and Mulvar all on this bracket already, and there are two spots on opposite ends of the bracket for people to sign up on. It's like a little chalkboard, so first come, first serve. You put down the buy-in, 5 gold, and you can write your name on the chalkboard.
You know Slayer's going to be writing his name in.
Yep, you go up, you put down the 5 gold, and you write your name down. Right side or left side of the bracket?
I'm going to go with the right side, because I'm on the right side of history.
Okay, anything else?
I'll kind of just stare at that board as I walk in and go, could be fun. And I'm going to put down the 5 gold and take the last empty spot.
Got it. So we now have Yurite and Slayer on opposite ends of the bracket.
Watching Yurite write his name up on the board, I'm just gonna be like, I'm just gonna chuckle a laugh, be like, ah, thanks for the gold, Yuri.
You're welcome. You look like you need it.
So, you guys, if you guys would like to drink, let's say up until the tournament, it will cost a total of 1 gold per person. Actually, let's go 5 silver pieces per person for if you are drinking. If you're getting coffee, just 3 silver.
Well, I was going to ask Big Tuna for a cup of coffee, and then if he has any extra coffee beans to sell.
So that will be a full gold, and you can get yourself a half pound of... quarter pound of coffee beans.
Could I give him a whole gold for the...
coffee beans?
As much coffee
yep,
as I
Yep, so you get a full half pound of coffee beans.
That's a lot of coffee.
I'm going to put 1 silver on the table and ask for a lager.
Okay, you get yourself your lager.
I'll do the same.
Would you guys like to just nurse these until the beginning of the competition? Or are you going down for real?
It's Slayer. What do you think?
Would you say 5 silver was for?
5 silver? 5 silver was for the...
You mentioned 5 silver for the beer.
That was for the really nice beer. For, like, the really nice liquor that they have. 5 silver.
The high-end stuff.
Yeah. Top chef.
You're gonna get that.
I had a long day, and I was beat up a little bit. I think I'd like to try some of the higher-class stuff.
Okay.
So I take 5 silver pieces, put it on the counter, say, Barkeep, some of your finest... For 5 silver, please.
Of course. You see Tuna go up to the back of the bar, click on a button, and you see a very crappy, like latch just poof, pop open. It's very dusty. Clearly no one's opened it in a while. And he reaches up, looks like there are, like, 3 or 4 bottles up there, each one with a strange colored liquid. Mm. And he goes, "Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a drake by the toe. If he howls, let him go." And he picks a purple one. And pours you a shot. Here you go.
What might this be?
This is known as the Banshee's Cry. A bar special.
Any notable effects?
Well, why don't you drink it and see?
At that too, I'm going to walk up behind him, slap on the back, and just go, take it already.
I pick up the shot. Close my eyes.
Give me a constitution saving throw.
Shh. Save
me
right there.
Don't worry, I'll catch you.
15 plus 1.
That doesn't do it. And you go and you turn. It burns a little bit, like a nice little bite to it, and your throat goes a little numb. And as you turn to Yurite to say something, no words come out. You can't talk right now. No matter how much you move and try and talk, nothing is coming out. This lasts for about a minute, and then finally you hear the first semblance of sound come out of your throat after about a minute.
How does my head feel?
You're pretty buzzed.
I'm busy.
Shit.
Can I make an attempt to grab his flute out of his bag and then hand it
Without
to him?
Without noticing?
Yeah,
or...
like, okay. Kind of how he's doing, just slip it out. I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Do I have to roll for that?
No, you can just slip it out. Would you like this to be during the minute that he can't talk?
Yeah, like, well, no, while he was distracted with the shot, I kind of took it. Yeah, I was laughing too hard, and then I'm going to give it to him and go tell him to go play his instrument.
Okay, yeah, you get, after you can talk again, you just hand in your flute and Pat to go play. What would you like to do?
If there is sort of maybe, is there a stage in the bar or sort of a higher level platform where I'm
No, stay? But you can just stand on a chair. You can make your own if you would like, you know.
I'm going to go off maybe into the corner of the bar where there's a bunch of people standing and sitting. I'm going to sit in the corner in a chair and start playing my lute.
Okay, give me a performance check.
Okay.
You go on top of the bar.
What is that?
6.
Plus 7?
So
13.
13, yeah.
13? Okay, you...
It's good for this place.
You play, there's no one playing music already or anything, so attention is on you when it comes to music. Anyone who's interested in listening, they pull up a seat and just kind of watch. But for the most part, people are continuing on just talking amongst themselves.
Got one.
I'm also drunk. From one shot.
You do get the attention of one of the guys in hoods.
Mm.
you see a man with a red sword over on his right hip walk by you, look you up and down, nod, and walk away.
Would I know what that red sword was? Or the significance of why it's red?
Give me a, let's say insight check.
Insight. Nat 20 plus 5.
You look at his sword and you can feel an immense arcane energy pulsating from it with a kind of, you can tell it's enchantment magic on it. And you look at it and you're pretty sure you've seen it in books. He has what is known as the Flame Tongue. You know it's a sword that when drawn and a certain word is spoken, it ignites in flames. He is wielding that just casually at his side.
And so... I'm going to keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. I'm going to continue to play my lute, but I may talk to that man later.
Okay. So, more time passes on, and eventually Big Tuna stands up on a stool behind the bar. Quiet down, everyone! Quiet down! Now, if I can have all your attention, it is time for our weekly arm wrestling contest. Yep, there's a big group of people. You see Biff go, he's standing next to you, Slayer. He's just bobbing up and down. I'll see you in the finals, buddy. Returning, our reigning champion, Arlo. And you see coming from one of the corner booths, standing up is this very tall half-dragon orc. He has green skin with these bronze scales on his cheek, shoulders, and other, scattered here and there on his body, and these large twisting, not like a goat horns, but more spiraling upward horns going along his hairline. And he just flexes.
Arlo ain't beatable from anybody!
Does a strong man pose.
As people... Are people cheering for him?
Yes, a lot of people are cheering for him.
As people are cheering, I'm just like...
Oh, and I hear Slayer booing, and I pause my loop playing, and I just play. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Okay, give me a performance on that. Let me get a performance on the booze as well. with advantage, because his music will be helping you.
A performance 13 again. On Boo?
Yep, yeah, so roll it actually flat, since with a 13 is not enough to give advantage. Plus 7 performance. It's a charisma stat.
Okay, I was going to do a persuasion instead, but that works. Oh, a natural 20?
No, just one roll. Works. So the unnatural 20. He looks... and makes eye contact with you.
I take it you're Slayer?
I am.
I guess we'll be deciding a lot of shit tonight.
Like me kicking your ass later and arm wrestling?
Good luck. You've been gone a long time.
And the whole crowd goes, "Oh!" Everyone is now hyped for this. First up in the bracket is Biff versus Arlo. So cool, I will roll
R.P. Biff.
Real quick for to see who wins that. So in a very quick match, Biff slaps his cheek, stands up on the stool, puts the elbow on the table. Arlo just walks up. Pulls the chair very casually back, doesn't even sit down yet, puts his shoulder, his elbow on the table, they clasp hands, and almost immediately, Biff's hand gets slammed down within like 2 seconds. Arlo just looks up, looks at you, Slayer, does the eye contact, like, I'm watching you thing, and goes and sits down with a beer at the end of the bar. Next up we have... Cole the Fire Genasi and Yorite, a newcomer.
On his side of the bracket. Oh boy, okay. Back. Going to come
so,
walk up.
These are strength checks. You have to win 2 in a row in order to finish him.
Can I have the use of my extra crit ability of the 19 just because I know how to use my weight?
That is for combat and attack.
Damn. Rolls.
First roll. That counts as he got a natural 2. You sit down and you get ready and you just look him in the eyes and he goes, "Try not to get burned." And his hand ignites on fire. You're holding it and you're like, "Okay." And as he's distracted by the fact that you're not hurt, you just slam his hand down decisively on the table. And he just looks at it in disbelief. Fuck you, man! And he storms out of the bar super pissed. Everyone in the bar just, "Oh, shit!" Next, we have...
Mind blown.
Tuna stands up. Next, we have Goldvax versus Derg. You see a blue dragonborn and another orc/dragon walk up. This one with... brass scales on him. So let me roll their fight. Ooh, wow, that was a close one. Derg seems to be taking the lead in this fight. They are struggling back and forth. And in a decisive moment, Golvax seems like he's planning something, but Derg just very sneakily spits in Golvax's eye. And boom! Slams his hand down in a decisive moment and goes, "Oh, fucking cheetah!" He goes to lunge over, but Derg just takes his head and smashes it against the bar, picks him up by the horn on the center of his head. "Don't even try fighting against me, fucker." And pushes him down and he falls unconscious against the ground.
Ooh.
Tuna stands up. Now we have the newcomer, Yorite. Against reigning champion, Arlo. Let's have these rolls. First roll, you guys link up, clasp hands. Arlo looks at you and goes, "Don't look so tough for a dragon."
"Oh, I ain't."
What'd you get?
Do I add anything to it or not?
Strength.
8.
He got a natural 8. So he starts pushing up against your arm and immediately you can feel his strength is not all talk. Second one?
16.
Okay, you got higher than him this time, so you go and you even the playing field. You guys tighten your grips against one another.
17.
He got a natural 18. He's pushing back. You're trying. You're forcing.
11.
He got a natural 20. So as you're fighting, you're gripping, your grip just goes, but if you feel his grip tighten. And this is like a strength you've never felt before, and poof, your hand goes down on the table. And Arlo moves on to the finals! And now we have Derg Arden versus Slayer Livingstone. Let's have these rolls.
"22.
And he got an 11. So you start pushing him down. Second time.
A 10.
He got a 15. He's evened the playing field once again. You guys go back and forth.
9.
He starts pushing back. You are now losing ground against Derg.
Oh, I can't lose the Derg. 7.
He got a natural 2. You push him back up. You guys are on even ground right now. You're not getting any leeway.
Not letting him take this.
Nat 20.
He only got a natural 16. You push against him, tighten your grip. He tries the same dirty trick as before. He tries to spit in your eye, but you saw it. You dodge out of the way, and with the momentum, he just, boom! Slam his hand against the table. The crowd. Oh! Everyone goes nuts. Tuna stands up. Now we have our finals. The defending champ against the former champ, Arlo and Slayer. Any and all betting, you have 5 minutes. Who would like to lay down any bets?
Oh, I'm laying some bets down.
The bar is now bustling. Everyone is going up to Tuna and he's taking ticket cards, money, gold. He is exchanging things, giving people notes on who they bet on so that they can trade in.
I'm betting 50 gold on myself to win.
50 gold on yourself?
The 10 gold I got for protection for today, I'm betting on Slayer.
Got it. You're betting that on Slayer?
Yep, 10 gold.
Same.
10 gold on Slayer.
What are the odds?
Right now, the odds, it's honestly pretty even. You guys have both had a pretty good showing. I would say, I don't know how odds really work super well. I don't gamble. I'm going to say if you win, you guys get triple the win. Because Arlo is still a fan favorite right now. Arlo is still the fan favorite.
Not for long.
Did you say three times?
Yep. You get triple.
Todd.
I put 50 gold down on myself.
Let's go, Slayer.
Okay. Let's go, Slayer. So now everyone gets up close. Everyone's guarding around. You guys very... This time, Tuna walks up, makes sure your hands are clasped. He takes a belt, and he belts your hands together. He goes, no funny business, no cheating. Let's have a clean arm wrestle.
With that,
can I use Bardic Inspiration on this boy?
Yes, you can.
I'm going to give Bardic Inspiration to Mr. Todd here.
Playing some fight tunes.
Let's go.
I like it.
With that, I'm going to rage as well.
Okay. You rage. Arlo sees you rage, and he's like...
This is how we're doing it.
His eyes, electricity pulsates from him. He is also raging. So you guys both have advantage. I'm actually going to take a second d20 real quick.
Don't forget that bardic, bro.
Thank you.
Don't forget it.
Ready? First roll.
Nat 20.
He got a 19. He's just under, but you push him down, down, down. You right now have the advantage.
After I'm pushing him,
am I allowed to also do a daunting roar?
Yes or no?
I would say you would lose your advantage if you do your daunting roar.
Okay, then I won't.
Easy peasy.
Unnatural.
He got a natural 20. He immediately, you push him down, you get him close, but you see him just push your arm back up. In turn, let's go again.
Bardic Inspiration.
Yup.
5, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 17.
17. He just beat you with an 18 on it. He's pushing you down. Your arm is still up. He has to get 2 in a row after evening it out in order to win.
Oh.
This is for it all.
What was the first roll?
8.
Let's go with an 11.
He got a nat 20. Arlo just tightens his grip, roars, and boom! Slayer, you have lost the arm wrestling tournament tonight. The crowd just goes fucking nuts! Oh my god! Oh my god! Biff walks up to you.
We can't all be winners, you know. I mean, you tried your best, Slayer.
In rage, I'm just flipping that table and walking away. And just right to the bar, I'm slapping down a gold piece, and I expect 10 shitty beers in front of me.
Yep, you get 10 shitty beers right in front of you. So you guys, it is now around 9 p.m., the bar is now in full celebration. You see Arlo laughing, drinking. He is handing some of the free drinks that he's won to people. He actually slides one over to you. He looks at you, raises a glass.
I don't drink it. Don't race back. I'm pissed.
The whole bar is in celebration minus the small little sully corner of Slayer. What would you guys like to do?
I was going
to
ask, are these two cloaked swordsmen still around at all?
Yes, they were not involved in the hype of the arm wrestling tournament. They stuck to the corner booth of the area.
May I go take my coffee and join them?
Sure thing.
I see Slayer over with his shitty beers. I stop playing. While everyone is in celebration, I'm looking at the first mate and I say I need to go comfort him. I walk over to the bar. Ah, Slayer. Didn't win tonight, bruv.
Unless you're here to buy me a drink, I suggest you leave me alone.
Barkeep, a shot of that purple drink for my friend over here.
One banshee scream coming up. He slides a purple shot in front of you. That will be 5 silver from you, right. Golan.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my dice?
Right there.
Yeah. Constitution, I believe.
Constitution saving throw?
Yep.
Well,
let's see what happens.
I look at the shot. I look at...
Golan.
I'm like, well, I guess I'm blacking out tonight.
Call it natural 5.
It's a natural 11.
Yep, you,
I'm blacking out.
You are getting piss drunk tonight. We'll count that for all your constitution saving throws for the 10 beers. Plus this, you cannot talk for a minute.
I'm fine without talking.
Yep, and you are getting real drunk. You go sit down at the table with the two hooded figures. You see one of them is a bronze dragonborn, the one with the red blade, and the other one is a elf orc. You see very long ears and these two little vestigial tusks coming from below his lip. And he has the blue saber by his side.
Do I need to do an arcana to see about these swords?
Yes. Or... if you would like, roll arcana on the swords.
7.
They're magical, but that's really all you can tell. You don't know what exactly they do, but you can tell there's some magic to these weapons. The dragonborn is going to turn to you. Can we help you?
Mind if I take a seat? I would like to hold a short conversation, if you don't mind.
You're welcome to sit. Who are we to stop you?
So I take a seat. I have a question.
Yeah?
What do you know about the, attack that happened on a, shifter farm? Not too far away from here.
Shifter farm? You wouldn't be talking about that hamlet that burned to the ground about a month or two ago, correct?
I would be.
Why do you ask?
I was passing through the area, and it was, I'm gonna shiver and really look physically disturbed. I'm gonna go. It was not a gruesome sight, but I think I know what caused it, and I was curious if you happen to possibly had any information that could confirm my theory.
Well, what makes you think we know anything?
The cloaks and the swords are just a guess of mine.
They're gonna look at each other and lean in. How did you know?
I'm dressed the same way, so I just took a guess. But I'm desperate.
Are you new to the Order?
No, but I'm hunting demons.
Do you know who we are?
I'm gonna, for that first thing, be intuition. And then, no, but I'm just kinda hoping.
We belong to the Order of the Watchers. We are part of a sect of warriors that defend Ardu from demons and sorts. We're actually here investigating reports of demon activity in the sewers. We actually took care of some earlier today. And as for the hamlet thing, we weren't the ones to investigate it, but reports said that it looked as though someone killed a large number of demons, but not before the whole hamlet burned down.
I see. Do you know what type of demons were there and what caused it? I saw some remains, but I couldn't make it out.
Well, we know that a group of cacklers were killed. Those are low-tier demons, nothing to truly be fearful of.
But they couldn't cause the destruction of that hamlet,
no.
Could they?
No, they are too small, too weak to do something of the sorts. We don't know what type, but we know a high-ranking demon was most likely leading the charge. We don't know why he went to such a random location, but no one's been able to track him since.
I see.
Well, I thank you for this information. It was very helpful. Is there anything I can do to repay you for this information?
The one with the red sword that you've been talking to, the dragon. Or actually, yeah, the dragon's the one with the red sword. Okay. He is going to take out a small little coin, and on it is this ornamental eye with what looks to be a gem center to it. He's going to give it to you.
How about next time you encounter a demon, you let us know. Talking to the coin, I have one in like, and I'll be able to hear you. The Watchers could always use allies, so if you hear anything, let us know. The name's Alvalon. This is Torlo. And he gestures to the elf orc.
How do you spell that?
A-L-V-A-L-O-N.
Oh, bet I spelled it right. What about the other one?
T-O-R-L-O. Torlo.
Wait, Tor, and then what was the last sound of it?
Low. Oh. L-O.
Oh, thank you.
We're scouts for the Order of the Watcher. I am Watcher.
Let me pull up the classes real quick.
I am a Watcher, class 4. Torlo here is a class 3. If you ever encounter anything, you might need assistance, let us know.
I will. And thank you. And good luck slaying demons.
What was your name again? I don't believe you gave it.
I'm Yurite.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Yurite.
Same here.
And I'm gonna kinda collect myself and go take a seat. Listen to this man's performance.
Got it. So let's say
after
at this
I pocket
point,
that coin,
you guys all wrap up the night.
Are there any companions there? Are there any companions there?
This is not an inn. There are no companions in a bar.
Yeah, they could be hanging out.
You guys finish up the night. Anything else you guys would like to do to finish up before we'll say you guys all convene back on the ship for a night's rest? You would even like to stay on the ship that night.
I would like to buy 10 pieces of jerky packaged for 1 gold coin, if that is possible.
Yes.
Okay, bet.
I'm feeling very down, depressed, and drunk. And I'm going to make my way to a lovely inn and get myself a companion for an hour and then make my way back to the ship after.
Okay, so you make your way. The closest inn that you know of that has companions is the inn in Whale Rock. You make your way there. It is...
I just hand them the 8 pieces of gold as soon as I get there.
Yep, you hand them 8 pieces of gold. And you get to your room. You have your companions for the hour. Golan?
Haven't been this drunk in a while. Definitely could use some rest and might do a little reading back on the ship.
Got it. So you...
Walk him back.
You guys make your way back to the ship. For you two walking back to the ship, let me get a perception check. With disadvantage for you, since you are drunk.
Fair.
That one. He drunk.
Drunk as shit.
19.
He's very aware.
As you guys are walking back to the ship, you can see... near the front of the ship, or not the front, near the quarter deck of the ship, the captain's wheel, as you guys get on, you look up and you can see Zebrith and Pitcher standing by the wheel, and they seem to be having a hushed conversation. You can't hear what they're saying, but you can tell it's pretty intense. You notice Zebrith seems to be, like, enunciating very heavily with her hands and, like, gesturing off towards the port. And then gesturing off towards the sea. Pitcher seems to be making a point, like he's gesturing with his hands at, like, this is very important, like, you can't just keep fucking, like, going against me on shit. And Zebrith, just her arms raise in frustration, and she walks away and goes to her personal quarters. Pitcher just stands there, and he looks off the back of the ship towards the ocean. You guys see that before you head below deck.
Do I see that with
you
a nat
don't.
One?
You
don't. I do not. Right.
You make your way to your hammock. You are very just intrigued and getting back to your books.
You're
and
blacked
you,
out drunk.
Yeah, you, you just slump into your hammock, open up a book, and immediately...
Disease.
Yep, you're passed out.
Bravo. Just the spins everywhere.
Could I,
ship rocking.
Is there any chance that he kind of, you know, made a little mess kind of moving around, you know, getting into his bunk at all that needs to be, like, did he knock anything out at all or anything?
Him?
Yeah.
It's a hammock. You really want to make a mess, you, like, roll into it, swing, but...
I know sometimes people keep stuff
there's
in there,
not
so
much
like,
to keep a mess, or to make a mess of.
Sometimes you get in a hammock and it flips over. I'm just asking. Just asking.
After I'm done with my hour with the companion, I would like to come back to the ship and get into my bed. And I would like to also yak up a fur ball on all over on the floor next to me.
Yep, okay.
I'm going to twitch like him.
Roll for fur ball.
The greatest
roll
brawler.
That fucking dice.
That's a nat one.
Okay.
It is a massive furball that you like, and it's mixed with a lot of puke, but it is a chunky furball right next to your bed. You guys all fall asleep for the night, and you are awoken by the sound of, lower the sail, raise the anchor! The sea breeze sets out now! And you guys wake up all very groggy, except for Yurite, nice and alert.
I'm hungover.
Making some coffee.
Yeah, I'm hungover. Hungover as shit.
You guys slump out of your bed and notice the ship is already moving. So you guys have officially left Port Salt Yard and are now on the Shelled Sea. And that's where we will end our session for today.
Just kind of murmuring to yourself, I'll be back. Hold me back.